Rory's Rose, written by Dale Meyer, narrated by Oliver Clark. Prologue. As he drove toward the property, Rory Bellamy knew he should have told Jace and Tyson outright he wasn't interested. Nothing about the look of the massive cement compound, rising in the darkness of night before him, could make him feel this was his place, not even temporarily. It wasn't the most welcoming sight he'd ever seen. Nothing like the family ranch. But was that important at this stage of his life? Besides, it wasn't like he wanted a ranch for himself. So that whole scenario, while great to step back into his roots a bit to help out, wasn't his future. Hell yeah, like the other men in his unit, he'd been lost this last year. Maybe more lost than they'd been. Michael had his own place where he'd hold up, and Jace had come to the ranch to help Rory's family for a few months. Rory greatly appreciated it, considering he had kept the family ranch afloat while his brother recovered from a bad tractor accident. Rory would have gone to the ranch sooner if he'd known he was needed. But damn it, how was he supposed to know if no one said anything? He didn't live in Texas anymore. He'd stuck to California even after leaving the military, mostly because he didn't know where else to go. Having a reason to come home made it seem less like an excuse and more like a purpose. How could he tell his father and brother how lost he'd been, that he'd wanted, no, needed, to return to his roots? That line of conversation would bring up a mess of questions he had no intention of answering. Thankfully, his father had called and told him what happened. Rory had flown home immediately to help until Dennis was back on his feet. Rory had intended to be there for only a few months, but had ended up staying almost 9. He'd enjoyed those months, and then it was time to go. His brother was strong enough to take over again. The ranch had the boss back, and Rory was an unpaid ranch hand. Getting in the way and struggling to let go of the reins and to return control to Dennis. After one particular argument, he realized the problem was him. This wasn't his place. He was always welcome to visit, but it wasn't his home. He didn't have one. The sense of being lost returned in a vicious wave. He turned off the engine and stepped from his battered pickup truck. He tilted his beat-up cowboy hat off his forehead and looked at the imposing structure. The longer he looked at it, the better he felt. It was massive, ugly, and cold-looking, but it had timelessness to it. It was solid. It had been built to withstand the world, the elements, time, and anything Mother Nature could throw at it. It no longer looked ugly as much as it looked immovable. A certain comfort existed in that. But he had to remember, it wasn't his home either. Michael might have bought the property bordering it, but that was Michael, not Rory. Michael had put down roots. Rory was afraid he didn't have any to put down. A nearby door opened suddenly, and he could see shadows as several people walked out. A security lamp turned on, highlighting the men standing in front of him. Jace, Tyson, Michael. Easy men to identify. So many more stood beside them. And women. Suddenly shy, he tipped his hat and in a husky drawl said, "Good evening." "About time you got here," Jace said, stepping forward to slap him on the shoulder. "I was hoping you'd make it. How's Dennis doing?" "He's back on top, so I figured maybe you guys could use a hand." Rory stepped forward, only now seeing Ice and Levi. Ice's face lit up. "Rory?" She raced toward him and threw her arms around him. "I'm so happy to see you. Levi told me that he'd offered you a job, but he didn't say you'd accepted." "I didn't. I just arrived," he apologized, and dropped his arms from Ice, smiling at her. Ice had adopted him into her friend group a long time ago. He studied her face. "This suits you." She beamed. "It does indeed." Her gaze was intense, searching, and she wouldn't let him evade her focus. Ever since she'd heloed in and picked him up, badly injured from a mission gone wrong, she'd kept an eye on him. She'd dragged him out for a few beers with her friends time and time again.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?